Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Roger the puppy, every once in a while, I'm not going to say he misbehaves, but he just acts bratty.
Mm-hmm.
So I call him Roger the when that happens.
Oh, wow. I'm glad we have the beep button.
Yesterday.
But does he like that?
Roger's been trained, okay? Mm-hmm. Roger knows how to walk properly when we take our walks through the village. Yesterday, and it's been kind of habitual and it's selective. Roger decides he's done. And just plops his furry little Roger butt on the sidewalk. And I have to either drag him, looking like a horrible dog owner, or pick him up, which I refuse to do because he has 4 operating legs and he's 3. First I thought, oh, it must be too warm. But that's not the case lately.
Yeah, sure.
He just decides that he's done.
So Roger's probably like our Sophia. You can't give an inch because Sophia will take 10 miles and she'll continue to take those 10 miles for a couple of weeks until she finally remembers, oh, that's right, I'm not supposed to do that. I can't, we can't ever bend the rules one time with her. If we do, then she's like, wide open door.
It's really ticking me off because with my daughter, Abby, who I split custody of Roger the puppy with, never a problem. My girlfriend, Sam, who Roger decides likes her better than me now. No problem at all.
He's a guy. Of course he's going to like the ladies.
I'm going to give him props for that. You're right. Had a guy, Roger. Had a kid. My little guy. My little guy. But like yesterday, I'm walking, and it never fails. We go up right down Carlsbad Village Drive. We turn towards the water, and boom, right in front of the shave ice place. And don't get me wrong. I like a good shave ice like anybody else, but he's not doing it for the shave ice. He's doing it. I don't know why. I got to start yanking him a bit. And then I look at that jerk that's dragging his dog on a sidewalk.
Well, it's probably like a game for him now with you because he continues to do it. So it's like a thing with him now.
And then I go, well, okay, I guess we're heading back. And he said, woohoo! He loves his walk. So I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening here.
He's trained you, honey. You got to flip the script.
How about you come over, Dog Whisperer, and you can help me out with this since you're the know-all.
Oh, I'm not a know-it-all.
I didn't say know-it-all. I said since you're the know-all.
I am not a know-all either. It's just what I've learned from my trainer. Once they've trained you, you have to stay consistent. And it's hard. It's hard for Roger because he goes to 2 different places. And so it's going to be different at your house than it is at Abby's. And then he's got his sister coming in and changing everything up for him. And now Sam coming in and changing everything up for him.
So if you're in the Carlsbad Village area, like say today, in a few hours from now, and you see me with this beautiful boy dragging his butt across the sidewalk, just know I'm not a monster. I'm just trying to, as Tammy said, retrain myself.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are that way. You're not the only one. Trust me.
833-287-1037. Right now, we want to get you on and take on Tammy for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to SeaWorld. You and your family, a family 4-pack, just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Danielle in Poway has heard about I'm not even going to say struggles, my challenges right now with Roger the puppy, who's decided that walk is over. And just plops himself down. Not tired, not overheated, just kind of being Danielle, you going to help me out here? I really appreciate your phone call.
Sure thing. Have you tried changing your location or your route? Because you said he usually does it at the Hawaiian Shaved Ice place.
Really good point. And that was something I did consider. And sometimes, yes, I will take him, say, up State Street and down Grand instead of going the coast. And you know what? I have to be more aware of how he reacts because it is relatively the same location-ish when he stops right in front of the shave ice place. You know, and when he does that, I immediately just say, okay, walk's over. And we start going back home. I'm trying to think if he ever Pops down on the way home. Yeah, no, I really can't recall. It might just be that one location. I'm going to be more aware of that. But that's a really, really good point.
Sure. The thing, it smells the same. It's something they're used to doing all the time. It kind of builds a habit.
Or if people, like, started giving him attention at that location all the time, maybe he just thought that's where he gets to hang out.
You know, they do, because they're all there having the shave ice. And Roger's like, hey, you, how you doing? It's me, handsome Roger.
Shower for Roger.
All right. Okay.
That's where he's getting attention or affection. And that's his little routine now.
Where am I going to get my shave ice on the way home?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a really good call. Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate you thinking of me.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
You know, another thing, too, if you continue to want help, you can always go to Devotions to Dogs.
Okay. I've heard it's good things.
That's where I went to get Sophia trained, and they do wonderful work.
Maybe it's time for a refresher course for Raji.
You know, just as... when you have kids and you're teaching them things as they grow up with their toddlers and little kids, they have to go through refreshers and reminders. They don't learn it overnight.
Just little kids do?
Yeah, well,
isn't
everybody,
that basically
I guess.
What therapy is for an adult as well? I'm not joking.
Sure, absolutely. It's an ongoing process, you know?
Maybe Roger is telling me, hey, slow down, Poppy. Let's just smell the shave ice.
Yes.
Let's just relax, Fro. You're such a hurry with us, with the trot. Sit down and smell the village.
And maybe say, hey, there's a pretty girl over there. I want to go talk to her.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.